Lowe's has all the supplies you need to get your home spring ready, inside and out. Shop Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Plus, renew for the season with select cleaning essentials for under $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We have everything you might want for the end of winter. Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was home alone and decided to watch The Conjuring. The next two nights, she heard things moving and knocking. Was it her imagination, or was it something more?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Have you ever heard that where somebody says, you know, don't watch this movie or that movie because it might bring in evil spirits? I know there was that back in the day with The Exorcist and I guess more recently The Conjuring.
I mean, I have heard that before and I've seen people say that. It's typically, and nothing against people who have religious beliefs, but a lot of times people who say that are people who have religious beliefs. And I'm not sure that it necessarily opens the door to stuff coming in, but I do think it tends to make you more aware of things that might be going on around you.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And I should note this, just saw yesterday on Facebook, very sad news, but she's fighting through it. Andrea Perrin of the Conjuring fame, diagnosed with cancer, working through that right now. So positive vibes, thoughts, you know, prayers, whatever y'all do, way, because that's very sad news. And she's always been a wonderful person to work with. She was the first person I had on as a guest on the Grave Talks back in the day. So it's like 12 years ago, somewhere around there.
And you've stayed in touch this entire time.
Yeah. Me and Harper went and had lunch with her a couple years ago in Florida, and we've been in touch. And it's been a little while since we've talked, but always just a very, very kind soul. One of the kindest women I think I've ever met in my life. And I think anybody who's met her pretty much feels the same way. So I wanted to pass that along. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go over to the caller. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from Idaho. I have three stories that I think are pretty interesting. The first one happened to me in 1991. I was a Mormon missionary, actually, in Puerto Rico. And my companion and I lived in a small home in the country, and we had two twin beds, and really the only furniture we had other than that was a small table and two little chairs kind of out in our sitting room. That's basically about it. And one night in the summer of 91, we were both awakened by the sound of one of those little chairs out in the little sitting room being dragged across the floor. like at length, like probably a 15 second drag, and then picked up and dropped. At this point, we had both awakened, and it happened a second time. Got dragged for several seconds and picked up and dropped. We were in another room, so we didn't see it. We just could tell what it was. And so she said, she called my name and said, "Do you hear that?" And I said, "Yes, what is going on?" And she said, "I don't know." And then it happened a third time. A chair was, you could just tell what it was. It was a chair being dragged by something and picked up and dropped. At this point, I summoned some courage and I went out and looked in, out in the doorway at the table and chairs, and saw nothing unusual. Our windows were shut and locked. Our door was shut and locked, and our little place was so small that we would have heard anything coming or going. So I had thought, well, maybe it was a snake, but what snake can pick up a chair and drop it? I just really felt like it was some entity or spirit there that wanted us to know that it was there. It was a little disconcerting. My mother died 8 years ago of cancer, and the second story is happened about 6 months before she died. She had been diagnosed 18 months from the time she got diagnosed and died. It was 18 months, and it was about 6 months before she died. I was in my bed at my home here trying to get to sleep. The kids were in their rooms. They'd been in bed a couple hours, and my husband was gone on a business trip. And so all of a sudden, as I was drifting off, I heard the sound of human snoring in my bedroom. And it was like, I could tell it was in the back right corner of the ceiling. And, you know, my eyes were as big as saucers. I was like, what is going on? That's human snoring. And then the strange thing was that the sound traveled around my bedroom. It traveled to another corner and then another corner and then another place. And then that stopped. And then it was sound of like crochet needles clicking. Instead of the snoring, it was clicking of needles. And I knew right away what that sound was, because my mother, who was dying of cancer at the time, she was both a snorer and she was always crocheting baby hats and blankets and things. And I recognized the clicking as needles. That stopped, and then the human snoring started again and went on for some time. I would say at least 30 seconds of that to a minute. And then the knitting needles or the crochet needles started clicking again. And I've never had anything like that happen before or since. That was probably in 2007. I've been so curious as to what that was. Both of those sounds reminded me of my mom, yet she was still here on Earth with us. The third thing happened about 5 years ago, and I was recovering from pretty major surgery. My family, I was doing fine. I just needed to rest at this point. My family went off for a couple days to see some relatives, and I was home watching movies, and one of the movies I watched was The Conjuring 2. I just thought, I was kind of in a mood. This sounds fun. Anyway, it freaked me out a little bit, but when it was over, I got in bed, and for two solid nights after watching The Conjuring, I heard what sounded like huge boxes being dragged back and forth above my ceiling, which would have been the attic. It went on all night long for hours, for two nights. And it was just, there were knocking. I could hear knockings in threes, like knock, 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 which scared me because in The Conjuring, they talk about how that's the mockery of the Trinity. It was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. We have a big tree outside our bedroom window, and I made sure to go out and check the next day. The branches had been trimmed back to where it was not them scraping across the roof. There was just nothing there. When my family got home, I asked my teenage son to go up and look in the attic with me. And of course, there was nothing there but insulation. There were no boxes. It literally sounded like huge boxes being dragged back and forth and back and forth above my head and knocking in the ceiling and walls. And so that was really scary. And then it stopped. Anyway, those are my three experiences. I feel like I hear things. I've never seen anything. But I just feel like sometimes I pick up on things that are audible. So anyway, those are my experiences. They've taught me that there's something bigger going on definitely, especially the one in 91, I thought, oh, okay, there are things that we can't, you know, experience in the five senses kind of way, but this is just a, there's something bigger going on, and I think it's very interesting. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really curious, and I love hearing other people's stories because it makes me feel like I'm not alone and these things are real. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on all that?
Three really great stories. I wish it was a live conversation because I would have asked her in the first story about the chairs in her sitting room if they heard them moving around. When they went out there, it sounded like she said nothing seemed out of the ordinary. So I wanted to know if like the chairs were in a different arrangement than they normally would be, or if this was kind of like a residual sound that maybe they were hearing and not something actually going on there.
Yeah.
Regarding her mom passing, I'm a believer that when people are dying, and it could be, you know, they're suffering for a week, they're suffering for 6 months, they're suffering for a year. I almost feel like they're continually losing their energy, their spirit during that time. So I don't think it's out of the ordinary for someone's energy who is passing on to come to you before they're completely gone, because I believe that happened to me with my mother. Same kind of thing. So that's an interesting story. And finally, you know, watching The Conjuring 2 and having these things happen, again, I don't think watching the movie brought something in, but it may have made her more aware of things going on in the house, whether it was spirits or just, you know, settling going on in the house, who knows? But I think she was more aware of things because she watched that movie.
I agree. I think that sometimes that'll heighten your, basically exactly what you said, heighten your awareness of, yep, of what's going on around you, because you're a little more amped up in that department. Very yep. interesting story. Thank you for sharing that. I think when The Conjuring 2 came out, the individual I was with also did not want me to watch that movie in the house. So I watched it.
Huh?
I watched it on my phone in the woods by myself.
What the hell do you do that for?
She was there all the time. So I just went out to the woods and I just sat on a stump and I watched The Conjuring 2.
So which one was The Conjuring 2? Is that the one that took place in England?
I believe so. I think that's the, or was that the Enfield Poltergeist? Is that, I think that's The Conjuring 2.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's the first time the nun came through, right?
Yeah. It was like the beginning of the whole nun thing as well.
Yeah. 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 That was a good one. I like that one.
It was. It was good. It's even scarier when you watch it by yourself in the woods in the dark.
On your phone.
It was sunny, so it wasn't like the middle. It would have been cooler if it was the middle of the night. It was storming here the other night, and I turned all the lights off and turned on the old Unsolved Mysteries, and it was great because there was like lightning coming in on the windows on each side of the TV, and then there's, you know, Robert Stack up there being all creepy. It was a good night. It was fun
it's
to do.
It's very scary how much we have in common, because that's exactly something I would do.
Yeah, I mean, when the situation presents itself, you got to take advantage of it. It's
yep.
It was cool. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, check it out on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, for Todd and Tony, thanks for listening.